The DNR's ATV and Snowmobile Administrator, Gary Eddy, says we're seeing a slight bump in the number of deaths from snowmobile crashes.
Last year at this time, we were sitting at 9, and this year we're already up to 13. And it's kind of the result. We've had some nasty fatalities up north, a couple of double fatalities, and one just recently, a triple fatality. So that'll get the numbers up rather quickly.
Last year's 12th fatality didn't take place until January 25th. The state went on to have 25 snowmobile deaths last winter, one fewer than the year before, despite the record amount of snow in many places. Likewise, record snowfall this past December hasn't been a major factor, says Eddie.
As far as weather conditions, I think the trails are in good conditions. Normal condition is usually some ice in corners. It's just from heavy use, but other than that, I wouldn't attribute it to the weather at all.
The DNR official says alcohol, speed, and riding at night are common elements seen in many crashes. Eddie says any rider born on or after January 1st, 1985 is required to complete a mandatory safety course for snowmobiling. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.